Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And welcome to the Red Men TV. It is daily news time once again. And we've got some actual transfer news, and we've got some rumours, and we've got some other news, and more news, Ross.
News.
It's all about the news, and here it is. We'll get straight into it then. Liverpool look we are going to make Sepp Vandenberg our first signing of the summer. He is a Dutch defender, 17 years old. You'll probably have seen it was reported yesterday by Neil Jones of Goal. It's since been reported by The Telegraph and by The Echo that Liverpool are looking to get a medical done and is signing wrapped up by the end of the week. As you can see, Liverpool have won the race to sign Dutch teenager Sepp Vandenberg, with the defender due to undergo medical on Wednesday ahead of a £1.799 million move. Sampdoria actually had a bid rejected of £2.25 million, there or thereabouts, in January. It looks like Liverpool are going to be signing a 17-year-old centre-half who Bayern Munich wanted, Ross. We've got to be pleased with this, haven't we? I mean, the last time we signed a young centre-half like this was Joe Gomez, going on 4 years ago now. I know he's had his injury issues and stuff, but you can see that we picked the right player. And if Michael Edwards and his team of football scouts and everybody else that's involved have identified a 17-year-old centre-half, again, like we did with Keanu Hoover last summer, then we've got to be pleased that Liverpool are pushing through and trying to get this guy over the line before Bayern Munich firm up their interest.
Yeah, there's several layers to this story. I think they're all positive layers, aren't they? So I think, it's not the name that we all wanted clamouring for the first transfer of the window. But, you know, there's so many positives in the sense of, you know, the price or, you know, the people that are also in for him. It shows he's got quality about him. If you're beating the likes of them to get in the sign, it shows we're at as a club. It shows that we're thinking forward for in 2, 3, 4 years' time. And for the price as well. You know, in 5 years' time, even if he doesn't work out, you're probably going to get that money back. So from a business perspective, it makes sense to do that as well. You know, he's Dutch, he's going to get on with Van Dijk as well. He'll probably put an arm around him in a few years' time when, you know, the Kirby development and they're playing together. It's all really good, yeah.
Yeah, so he's already played for the under-19s, Holland under-19s. You know, he played 16 times in Vosvolle last season, the Eredivisie. He'd be looking to be brought in, and he'll probably play in the under-18s and then the under-23s, and then there's an opportunity for him to go to Melwood, depending on his development and
he
stuff.
He played 4 games for the first team. Great.
Yeah. That's what you want, isn't it? You know, it's not. You know, we're not going to be singing and hanging off the rafters, as it were, with this signing. But I'm pleased that, you know, it just shows that Liverpool are doing the right things again for me. Next story, then. Leave us your thoughts on that one actually in the comments section. Don't forget, we've got Red Men News. It's our brand new Liverpool News channel. It'll be launching soon. We've pinned the comment. Go over there and subscribe. 1,000 subscribers again. I asked for 1,000 last week when I was on the news show. And you delivered. You gave us about 1,500 subscribers. So thank you so much for people who are subscribing before the content's out there. We'll continue to do news on this channel for a little while, but go over there right now. There'll be a card. You can click it, subscribe, and then future all the Red Men TV news will be done over there. Before we carry on, though, let's have a look at this one. Bruno Fernandes again. His odds have been slashed now, Ross Chandler, because that's what you do with odds. You're slashing, don't you? Like some kind of sick horror film. When I checked this morning, he was 1-3 on with one bookmaker, and he was 1-9 on with another one that he would actually sign for Liverpool. Now, you guys, I know, spoke about this on the Red Transfer Roundup on the website. What did you find out about him?
Well, he's been linked with Liverpool for the past few weeks, but the reason we spoke about him yesterday is because he was linked with Manchester United, and my question was, you know, Liverpool could have shown me blowing United out of the water when it comes to transfers. If we want that sign, or is it a negative that we're linked to the same players that they're after because they're having difficulties and stuff? But he fills so many gaps that Liverpool need, and I think it's him and we spoke about Nicolas Pepe as well, or Pepe or Pepe, however you pronounce it, and kind of like they're the two names that are kind of going around.
I think you pronounced it Pepe.
Yeah, I did.
I found it quite interesting
because he's got an accent on his ears like you have with Mane. So I might have got the twat. I think he has.
Has he got an accent on both ears?
Yes. Yeah. Therefore, I'm right.
Pepe, I like it.
It's Pepe, yeah. So his name's been doing the rounds. We kind of just thought it was interesting that we've been linked with him as well, Manchester United. So Si and Bailey gave their thoughts. We've got him, Nicolas Pepe, and Divock Origi, his future and stuff. But it was good because they were arguing, you know, with Chamberlain coming back, Lallana supposedly cancelled his holiday to work on his fitness, and you've got the likes of Bruce there, Wilson, and kind of like the Liverpool actually need these things. And it was a bit of a debate, actually. It was quite interesting.
This is a guy who scored 31 goals from midfield last season. He broke Frank Lampard's record of 27 from 2009-2010, as you can see on the screen now. 4 years left on his deal, valued at £62.2 million by Sporting. One of the things that I wanted to touch on there is something you mentioned about Manchester United. Well, should we be going for the same players? Manchester United are not going to be striving for Europa League quality players. Manchester United are going to be trying to buy the best of the best. Yeah. They're still Manchester United. They can still splash £300,000 a week if they want to. I know they've changed it slightly this summer and they're looking at younger left-backs and left-backs from the league and the England and stuff. But when they want to try and sign someone big, they will still try and sign the best of the best. And their name is so big now that they're still able to do that. So it doesn't bother me that Liverpool are looking at the same type of a player as Manchester United. What would bother me is if we were both looking at them and a player chose Manchester United. Now, Bruno Fernandes, I can't imagine that he would. But you never know, do you? I mean, do you actually think we will sign him?
I don't know, in case of will or would like to. I want someone of that calibre. This is another debate that's been had. You know, signed by us, and you know they won't be that bothered if we didn't really sign them because they've got people there. But you know, if you look at the squad depth of Manchester City and what they've got, and what they're spending, their mindset of spending of going, Roger, we can improve. You don't want Mane and Mo being dead on the feet. You know, at any period during the season, just go and get someone of high quality if he's available. And like you said, Edwards and the team are proving to us how good they are. They think they're the right person and they're available. Just go and get it done.
That's it, isn't it? I mean, listen, Liverpool have been linked with Coutinho. We've been linked with loads of creative midfielders. There's probably no smoke without fire. Yeah. It's will we pull the trigger on this particular player? And, you know, I want to see Liverpool sign the best of the best. I think Liverpool don't need to. But if you want to win the Premier League, I think you're going to have to spend a lot of money. A creative player scores goals from midfield. It's the one area of the team. And I understand why we didn't score a lot of goals from that area. And we didn't get a lot of assists from that area of the team. Obviously, to get the fullbacks and everything that we speak about all the time, and everybody who watches Liverpool will know. But if you can get more goals from midfield, get more goals from midfield. If you can keep that same solidity and you can keep your fullbacks and stuff. And as we know with Jurgen Klopp and the players that he signs, they don't always play in the same position as they have played in. He might see something and go, do you know what? He might fit further up the field. Yeah. You never know.
Jordan Henderson might have changed that dramatically. You know, Fabinho's gone into DM. You know, he's pretty solid there, which allowed Jordan Henderson to, towards the back end of the season, score more goals and create more goals and be the player that we all wanted him to be, or the 13-14 Henderson that we saw. To add to that, the Chamberlain, Lallana and everyone else you got in there, then, you know, I don't think it's going to be a case of struggling for game time either. And I don't think it's buying someone to go on the bench. I think it's buying someone to add to the rotation or to go into several positions that we can fill.
And as Ross mentioned before, do go over and check out the Reds transfer roundup. It's nearly an hour long. We're doing two of those a week and the summer football show on the redmentv.com. It's £5 a month. First month is free. There's loads of exclusive interviews and back catalogue. People like Jurgen Klopp that we've spoken to, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Henderson, Lucas Leiva. It's well worth your money and there's so much on there that you'll absolutely get your money's worth, even if you just went for that first month for free.
Fernandes or Pepe appear on your scouting show?
No.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Let's not talk about that.
Good show.
It was. Do you know what? It was a really interesting show. It was something that we did. We tried to scout players like Michael Edwards. So we started off with left backs. We looked at backup centre halves as well, and then we looked at attacking players, more sort of forwards and stuff. We weren't actually thinking that Liverpool would sign somebody from the midfield, and so that's probably why he didn't show up. To be honest with you, well, it's definitely why, because you know what we did was perfect. Michael Edwards would be asking. I'm sure phoning us up once he's seen the shows and asking for our algorithm.
Yeah, gonna give it to him.
I mean, he could probably shit out a better algorithm, to be honest, than I've come up, me and Charlie came up with, but it was good fun to do, it? And three really good shows. One's out already, two to come out. Rafa Camacho, blow for Wolverhampton Wanderers, it says. This is because Sporting apparently want Rafa Camacho as well as Wolves. There's quite a few people, the Times, are saying that Sporting Lisbon and Liverpool are holding talks over the transfer of Rafa Camacho. We know this 19-year-old's a good little winger. Didn't really like where he was positioned in the squad, I don't feel, last season. Looked at as more of a backup right back, feels like he's a forward player, wants to be a forward player and stuff. And you know, I could understand why Wolves would be after him, Portuguese, they've got a lot of Portuguese influence with the agents and stuff like that. But if Sporting come in, I know that he was a Sporting fan, I believe, Camacho and stuff, so that'd be quite interesting to see if he goes there. One story on Simon Mignolet, in fact two stories, apologies, on Simon Mignolet. Crystal Palace are apparently interested in Simon Mignolet, and this was broken last night in the London Evening Standard, looking to sign him for around about £8 million. A 31-year-old has 2 years left on his contract, but...
Joycey.
Paul Joyce of the Times has come out and said that Simon Mignolet is set to stay with Liverpool after impressing Jurgen Klopp. And I find this really interesting, Ross, for two reasons. A, I think he's a good backup goalkeeper. I don't think that he's the right type of player that we particularly want to back up Alisson Becker, but an experienced professional. If you remember what James Milner said a week or so ago about how good he was behind the scenes this season, you could understand that, you know, James Milner talked about him really pushing Alisson Becker in training every single day, coming with a great attitude and stuff. Where do you sit on Mignolet? Because I think everybody sort of doesn't think he's good enough to be our number one, but as a number two?
Yeah, I think it's kind of better than the devil you know, isn't it? You said he's a solid backup goalkeeper, but I think it's a case of probably him, Lovren, Origi, maybe one or two others. It's up to them, I think, you know, if he's happy to play second fiddle to Alisson, and he's been as behind the scenes impressive as he has been. Keep it, you know, he's good harmony within the squad. That's what Klopp wants. He likes people gelling, getting on. It's like he's just been binned off, and you know, he's annoyed. I know that happened in the season before, didn't it? When, you know, it was a different scenario with Karius. But he was probably looking at Karius going, well, I'm better than him, why am I not playing? Whereas he's come out and said, oh, Alisson's amazing. He's probably learned stuff from him. He's probably improved behind the scenes, so, you know, why not?
Let's not forget, I think that someone like Simon Mignolet probably starts from team seven down in the Premier League. You know what I mean? And so to have him as a backup goalkeeper is probably not a bad option.
Yeah, it's just a style of play, isn't it? Because he's not good with the ball at his feet. And I think you will get some of the moans and groans coming back of, like, Alisson's fine with it. He's not, because he's probably got baggage of making mistakes and stuff. But
he does, yeah. One final news story, and I think it's very important that we do cover this today, is David Duckenfield is to face a Hillsborough retrial. The match commander on the day of the Hillsborough disaster, David Duckenfield, is to face a retrial. Duckenfield had been charged with gross negligence, manslaughter, in relation to the deaths of 95 of the 96 Liverpool supporters who lost their lives at the tragedy on April 15th, 1989. Due to the law in 1989, the former chief superintendent had not been charged with the manslaughter of Tony Bland, because he died more than a year and a day after the disaster occurred. However, in April of this year, a jury failed to reach a verdict after 8 days of deliberations following the initial two-month trial. The Crown Prosecution Service applied for a retrial following the conclusion of the initial trial, which was granted by Sir Peter Openshaw on Tuesday morning. The retrial is due to begin on October the 7th at Preston Crown Court, and I would urge everybody to not talk about this on social media and stuff. You really can affect the trial. It can harm the trial. So we'll leave it there for that one. But it's a very important story. If you want to know more, Google it, read into it. And if you want to know why you can't talk about it on social media, literally just Google why you shouldn't talk about Hillsborough on social media. And there's so many places that will tell you exactly why much better than I can. So we're going to get into some of the comments before we wrap it up. We've got a few minutes left. Tom, have you got anything for me on the very first one, which was the centre-back?
I do. Banana Drama says Hoover and Vandenberg equals future Dutch partnership.
It does, yeah. I mean,
sold.
Well, it depends how long Van Dijk decides he's playing for, to be perfectly honest with you, because he's Dutch as well. And if he wants to play for 20 years, then they've got to be bloody good to displace him. Yeah, I mean, this is something that we, you know, having an understanding with somebody and having the same cultural sort of growing up in the same culture and stuff like that, that's got to be good for it, hasn't it? I mean, these two lads will probably have played with each other at different age groups throughout Holland and stuff like that. So probably maybe a little weird in each other's ears and stuff as well before the transfer hopefully goes through. Let's see if we can find anything else. Who is this Pepe you speak of?
What's his name?
Says Tonic. That was nice. First major signing will be for Kea, I'm 90% sure. And yeah, no chance of Bruno Fernandes, Liverpool, who's joining Man United to replace Pogba, says RTR10. I will have you a bet that our first summer signing is not for Kea. So there we go.
It's going to be that centre-half.
It's going to be that centre-half indeed. Stephen Somerville, if Bruno Fernandes is set to sign, do you think he will help us with the attack and midfield? Do you think he can play as a backup for Mane and Salah? Thank you for the green super chat, Stephen. Much appreciated. Go on, you answer that one then. Do you think he will be a midfielder?
I think there's room for rotation. I think Klopp likes versatility, doesn't he? And I think he showed last season, you know, we went from 4-3-3, 4-2-3-1 and kind of mixed it up again. I don't see any reason why you wouldn't try something else within pre-season to adapt to the teams that you're playing and to suit the player that he's bringing in, if that is the case. But, I've said this loads of times, you're playing three games a week, I want someone of high quality that can step into that position. Not to knock Origi or not to knock Shaqiri. You've got someone else coming on and you think, oh great, yeah, that sound up. That's what the fans want, don't they?
Yeah. Johnny Walker says, Pajak, are you coming to America? I am indeed going to America. Before we get up to two more and then we're going to wrap it up very, very quickly. Fernandes will be top quality when we get him. Can see Klopp using him out wide, even considering his goal scoring, says White Eagle 456. Malaka Uchicha says, anyone apply for UEFA Super Cup ticket? Me. Bruno Fernandes could be our Bernardo Silva, says Munter. And I think that's, do you know what? You've nailed that. That's exactly like I'm thinking of him. Yeah. Bernardo Silva was a guy who was pretty much a squad player and then forced his way into the side. Well, there you go. That is Red Men TV Daily News. We will be back tomorrow, of course. Don't forget to check out the new channel. Please subscribe to that. I can't wait to get that channel started, to be perfectly honest with you. Ross, thank you very much. Thank you to everybody who's joined us in the comments, and we'll see you next time on the Red Men TV.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.